Life in Alaska is expensive. Most Alaskans agree with that. But until recently, no one knew exactly how expensive. A new report for the state's Department of Administration shows that the cost of living varies widely around the state. APRN's Dave Donaldson has more.
The new Geographic Cost Differentials report is the first documented study done in 23 years detailing what people actually pay for the goods and services they buy in 18 different regions of the state. The study by Geno's McDowell Group shows that it costs 31% more to live in interior Alaska, off the road system, than it does to live in Anchorage. And while Fairbanks is 3% more expensive and Juneau is 11% more expensive, people who live in the Aleutians need a full 50% more money than those in the largest city. On the other hand, people in the Mat-Su need less, only 95% of the amount for living expenses as compared to Anchorage. The study was primarily commissioned to equalize the salaries of state employees who live in different parts of the state, and it will first be available for use in negotiating new labor contracts for 6 unions representing those employees. Deputy Commissioner of Administration Kevin Brooks says updating the information reflects a recognition that costs are changing, and it was time to measure the costs of such things as housing and transportation and food.
A study like this is intended to measure the relative difference in cost compared to Anchorage. Anchorage is the base, and so we're trying to measure the relative difference in cost of items in a market basket ranging from housing to transportation to fuel to food and everything in between. And so we're not looking to assign an absolute value. Will it cost, you know, $4.50 for a gallon of milk? But it really is trying to measure that difference.
The labor negotiations begin this fall, opening with the general government unit, representing the largest group of state employees. Jim Duncan is business manager for the Alaska State Employees Association. He's looked at the results of the study and compared them to the union's existing contract. He says it'll be a major item on the table because the new study shows some changes in cost of living.
There's major differences, just pointing out some of them. For example, in our contract right now, Juneau is at, it doesn't have a geographic differential. Under the study that came out, they'd have 11% increase. Fairbanks right now is 4% above, and under the study, they'd be at 3%, so there'd be a slight drop. Ketchikan is at 0 in our contract, and they'd be at 4% in under the new study. So there are a number of differences, a number of overall differences. So clearly, this is important to our members, especially in those areas where the studies recognize that there's an increased cost of living.
Duncan says that the differential will not be the final factor, though. He says 45% of his members work in Anchorage and would not be affected by the report. They will be watching the new base salary figures. Non-union state employees will also be covered, but by legislation, with the cost of living adjustments included as a part of their package, but only after going through the legislative process. The McDowell Report is just a document. It's not been adopted by anyone so far. And Brooks says it will not necessarily be the final factor anywhere.
Any implementation at all is contingent upon negotiations with each of those bargaining units and funding by the legislature of the monetary terms of those bargaining agreements. And then in the case of our non-covered employees, that requires a bill. You know, we'll have to change the statute if we are going to implement the findings of this study. So this is a starting point, really.
The state uses geographic differentials in various ways, all of which would require changes in law or in regulation. The costs are used in some grants that cover programs in different regions, in settling claims, retirement benefits, and aid programs that are also income-related. Their first test, however, will be those labor contracts. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.